question. Every day is a holiday to me. Any day we're on the top side of soil and healthy enough and can take nourishment and interact with people, I enjoy every day. And holidays are just added title to answer your question. But I grew up as a young kid with asthma, so didn't self-induce it. Wasn't promoted by anything I did. But some people are blessed with asthma. So when I grew up, I got immunity shots and grew out of it somewhat, had childhood asthma. So I really appreciated health and breathing in itself. So didn't want to add to any health issues, so I didn't take up a lot of bad habits my siblings or family did or anybody I knew. So that's maybe why I'm still existing. Knock on wood for now. Back to you.
Well, I had a good friend of mine that had asthma. We grew up together, and now that I've had a few issues here and dealing with it, I realized what he must have been going through, because he'd help me do my tours sometimes so we could get out and go. I grew up on the East Coast, so we used to go on the East Coast of the United States, so we used to go surfing. And I had the surfboards, and he didn't. So he said, hey, I told him I had to get everything done before we head out. He said, no, I'll help you. We'll go quicker. and then he'd get halfway through the chores, and if I was mowing the lawn or something, it seemed to affect him. And he'd have to stop, use his inhaler, and settle things down. But he was a champ. He kept going. So now I really understand and finally have some empathy for what he was going through. But you're right. I was fortunate. I had picked up a couple bad habits in the service, but I quit them very quickly in my early 20s. So I didn't continue smoking cigarettes and such. So I quit drinking beer and all that to the excess that I was. And I think it helped me greatly. So back to you, Joe. I hope I'm not interrupting your exercise there.
WHCMX.
KE4CYQ. No, not by long shot. That's why I hook up the radio when I'm doing this. It's lower extremity exercises, pedaling a bike, sit-down bike. So I'm sitting here pedaling and exercising while I can talk or listen or whatever. In QSL on the habits, bad habits and stuff, I grew up with a family. I was one of six kids. And the middle child that learned from the elders and didn't try to promote anything bad for the young ones. And fortunately enough, I'm surviving, knock on wood, from a higher power especially. But I have one brother left. All the other sisters and brothers passed away, and parents and grandparents. And so I guess I'm going to try to be the last man standing, as they said in the movie production of the show. I want to live as long as I can, enjoy what I can, till the time comes, the expiration date shows up. But I didn't never smoke, never will. Didn't do a bunch of drugs. Do alcohol moderation, just social. Nothing extreme. Never got drunk and fallen down drunk or slurred. But alcohol in moderation can be helpful for a sedative, if you want to call it that. Back to you.
I wasn't very good with alcohol. I guess guys used to tease me, because wouldn't take me much. My brother-in-law used to tease me. He'd get a glass of, a beverage for somebody, a glass of wine or a beer or whatever it was, and he'd get a little tiny cup, and he'd put a little bit tiny in it. He'd say, well, that's enough for Russ. So, it for some reason, it really affected me. I could take a few drinks of wine, and I could, really, really feel the impact of it. That's one of the reasons I quit drinking. I thought, wait, if I get drinking too much, I might not remember what I was doing. So, but some people it doesn't affect them like that. But Joe, I appreciate you answering my call. I'm trying to do a few tours around here, and I just figured I'd listen to the radio, but I need both my hands on this next one. So this is KE8YGV, and I'm going to be clear for now, and all the best to you, Joe, 73.
do me a favor. I've got a short memory sometimes being older, but I forgot your first name there. But once you say it, it's going to click. But for some reason, it didn't stick when I heard you say it. But anyhow, KE4ZYQ is going to be clear, but listen out.
Joe, this is Russ, R-U-S-S, and again, a pleasure speaking with you. This is KE8YGV, clear now.